Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Monday, hour number 2, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Hope you enjoyed the NBA All-Star festivities over the weekend. There are Tom Brady, the Niner rumors, Aaron Rodgers getting beat up a little bit by former local press in Green Bay. The Juwan Howard story, and Greg Gard, it should be noted. He was involved, too. I'll get to that in about 10 minutes. So it is nice to have you. Joy Taylor's back tomorrow. Alex Curry is here today. And it is President's Day today. It's a big ski weekend for those who are near mountains. It's also a good time for people to head to the warm waters of Florida, south of the border. So it's a holiday weekend, and we appreciate anybody who tunes in for us on a Monday. Good to see you, Alex.
Always great to see you, Colin.
We do it every week at this time. It used to be a football thing. Now I'm wrong enough regularly that we do it every week on Monday. Colin right, Colin wrong. Here we go.
Where Colin was right?
Well, Bruce Arians lashes out at a report denying any rift with Brady, but nonetheless, it was reported by a former player with ties to the locker room. We always predicted on this show the cultural fit in Tampa would be the problem. Not the football part, not the winning part, not the personnel part. Arians and Brady have personality differences that are stark. Tom is intense and focused and detailed. And, you know, Arians can be old school. You know, let it rip, prepare, let it rip. And they clashed in year one, even the Super Bowl year. I also thought Arians criticizing Tom publicly played well maybe once, but after a third or fourth time, probably not great. So Arians denies all of it, but there's now multiple people saying it wasn't great at the end. By the way, it's not an indictment of either person. Brady's a Hall of Famer. Arians could get there. I love both. But I do think some of this stuff was predictable.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, the Colts, it looks like in 3 weeks, are going to release or cut Carson Wentz. I thought it was a great signing, or at least very good. I still think, considering the Colts are pretty average at wide receiver and tight end, throwing for 27 touchdowns and having only 7 picks is a pretty darn good year. But you've got an impulsive owner. It ended very badly, losing to Jacksonville and playing uninspired football. Should be noted, the Colts have struggled with the Jags for years. But nonetheless, apparently Carson Wentz, and I like the move because Phillip Rivers was, you know, had the mobility of a batting cage. I did think it was time to upgrade athletically, and Wentz is a big, strong kid. But it looks like it's going to end, and I don't know what to make of it.
Where Colin was right.
Anthony Davis, hurt again. 10 years in the league, never played a full season. This one looked really painful. He's a slasher and a crasher. I still think he'd be better served playing more around the basket, less slashing, less driving. He wouldn't hit the deck as much. But the reality is, he gets hurt a lot. I said it late last year. It's not a failure. You came to the Lakers and got a title. The Heatles only got 2 titles. Steph and Clay together only got 2. We consider those mini dynasties. You got a title. It's time to move off him. He can't stay healthy. He doesn't really have that leadership DNA, which great players like a Magic or a Kobe or a LeBron had. And frankly, last year he came into the season out of shape. So sometimes you question his commitment. But when big guys get hurt early in their career, they generally don't get healthier as they age.
Where Colin was wrong.
I was all in on Zion Williamson, but there are days that now it feels like months, it feels like he's a bust. The latest story is he hasn't communicated at all with a new teammate, CJ McCollum from Portland. That's not a good look. I love the kid's personality. I would have taken him over Ja Morant. Bigs have a history in this league of being more closely connected to championship runs. But in the end, he can't stay healthy, hasn't played basketball in 9 months. He feels completely disengaged from the organization. Listen, you don't have to love everywhere you work. And I'm not saying you have to love the Pelicans if you're Zion Williamson, but there is a certain responsibility, maybe even a fiduciary responsibility that they're paying you. You're the franchise. To not call and connect with the new teammate is really, to me, it's a bad look.
Where Colin was right.
Said it for years, and finally somebody that covers the Packers is acknowledging it. Aaron Rodgers too often plays safe and is obsessed, or at least very aware, of his quarterback rating, his passer rating. Bob McGinn came out and was quoted saying, if you look at Aaron Rodgers, he plays small and plays safe in big spots because he is hyper aware of his passer rating formula and his rating, which is the one thing he has over Brady and Manning and Breeze and many of his contemporaries. Again, I know y'all think I don't like Aaron. I would vote him first ballot Hall of Fame. I think he's remarkable. But if you're talking about the best quarterback in the game, Brady never played it safe. Mahomes doesn't. Josh Allen doesn't. Matt Stafford doesn't. Russell Wilson doesn't. Mistakes and interceptions are not the death of winning games. Elway, Namath, Brady have had lots.
Where Colin was wrong.
I thought college football expansion was going to be virtually a guarantee once the pandemic hit and even the best college football programs were taking massive loans from banks. I figured the college football playoff was the kind of revenue monster the sport would easily vote in. But college football, as much as I love it, is so much about self-interests and nobody can agree on anything and everybody's sort of doing it their way and protecting their region and their revenue. And it wasn't even particularly close. It was an 8-3 vote against a college football playoff. Now, I think the sport is fine without it. I think it's probably more fun to have a mini March Madness feel to it. It would raise a lot of money. I don't think it would change Alabama dominating the sport. I don't think it would change Clemson, Georgia, LSU, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma. They're still going to win a bunch of games, but I do think it's inclusive. It would raise a lot of money, but I'm kind of shocked on this one. I don't get shocked much. I thought it was a done deal, and it was dead and not even really close in the vote.
Where Colin was right?
I did not buy any of the Sean McVay retirement talk. He's 36 years old. He was favored to win the Super Bowl. Now, John Madden did retire a couple of years after winning a Super Bowl, but John Madden had an intense fear of flying. It was eating away at him, battling the Steelers and losing to the Dolphins and the Steelers for years. McVay is very optimistic, highly dynamic. You know, I mean, listen, he'd be a great guy on TV as well. But I, you know, a lot of the media guys kind of fell into this, and I thought to myself, this is kind of an easy read. Dude wants a raise. Stan Kroenke's a very capable owner and one of the richest guys in America. He'll pay whatever it takes for real estate, but there have been thoughts through the years that he doesn't pay people sometimes where they should be. And I do think McVay has earned the right to be the first or second highest paid guy in the NFL, and right now he makes about half of what Bill Belichick does.
Where Colin was right?
I'll tread softly, because I know you think I don't like Baker Mayfield. I'm trying to make amends to him. But there is a report this week that the Cleveland Browns, from Mary Kay Cabot, somebody I trust and have for years, they are looking at veteran quarterback options. Now, I've said I'd bring Baker back. Absolutely. If you want to trade him, let's move his value up. And I do think last year is not a true indication of what he was. He was beat up. I mean, really, literally playing on one leg, playing with one arm. So I would bring Baker back. But I also think there are things that are undeniable. OBJ got better the minute he left. That's not a great look. And Austin Hooper and Jarvis Landry are declining the longer they're with him. And those are excellent players. And that's stuff you can't deny. So I've said before, I do think they would make a move. I do. For a Jimmy Garoppolo. You may disagree. I think I would probably at this point make a move for Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, that said, I do think Baker is a franchise quarterback, and I do think the most value you can get from Baker Mayfield is bringing him back, getting him healthy, letting him play. Cleveland's still got an excellent roster, a stupendous offensive line, Nick Chubb, and a lot of really talented players, and I like Stefanski. So I just don't think you'd get the most value off Baker now, and this league, as we know, is about getting as much value as you can for bang for the buck. All right, there we go. That was fun. Calling right, calling wrong. I think I'll touch on the well, I'll do it here. So Juwan Howard and Greg Gard got into a little tiff yesterday after the end of the Michigan Wisconsin game. Now, first of all, before we show it, a lot of people didn't like that Juwan Howard was pressing he was pressing Wisconsin late. And a lot of people didn't like that Wisconsin's coach, Greg Gard, called a timeout. Those are both legal things to do. They've been done by a million coaches. Get over it. All right. That late game showmanship or whatever you're doing, you got to get over it. You're seven-figure coaches. I don't love that Wisconsin's coach called a timeout. I don't love that Juwan Howard was pressing. That's the sport. I've seen in hockey, you shake hands after a match, and those guys beat on each other for 2.5 hours. So let's get past the your fault, my fault thing. My takeaway was I didn't like what Greg Gard did when he confronted and touched Juwan Howard. I didn't like it. I did think Juwan Howard later slapping or hitting a coach, an assistant, was far worse in all the bad actions which I saw. But I will say this. Let's not be precious or idealistic about this. Juwan Howard got to an Elite Eight last year. He was a number one seed last year. He's got a winning record. He's a heck of a recruiter. If he had a losing record, maybe he would get fired. Let's not kid ourselves about this. Jimmy Lake at Washington was a football coach at Washington that kind of grabbed a player. His recruiting was terrible. He was not well liked. Jimmy Lake had a losing record. They lost to Montana up in Seattle, and this got him fired. But I think if Jimmy Lake would have been undefeated and the Huskies were number three in the country, he probably survives this, even though I don't like the action. I don't like coaches going after kids. That, to me, is much more fireable. I don't think you should fire Juwan Howard. I don't. I think coaches going after coaches is immature and juvenile and lacks a certain grown-up responsibility. I don't think it's a fireable offense for Juwan Howard. It is the second altercation he's had with a coach. Juwan was always known as a gentleman. He's got a very good reputation. He's got a little bit of a temper. He's got sort of the player's ego and the player's, you know, intensity. I get that's probably why he was a great athlete. I do not think it's a fireable offense. I was much more deeply offended reading. There's a great book out right now. I'm just about finished with it. Ian O'Connor wrote it on Coach K. It's called Coach K, The Reign and Rise of Mike Krzyzewski. He's got chapters and work on Bob Knight that is deeply offensive to me. Bob Knight throwing basketballs, knocking out a player, throwing chairs, verbally abusive, just stuff that I think is just gross, way over the line. I don't like when coaches, either verbally or physically, are doing stuff with players, the headbutt stuff. That deeply offends me, and that is fireable. The Jimmy Lake stuff is much more fireable to me. When coaches are churlish toward each other, I think it's suspension level. I do not think you fire it. You sit down and tell them to grow up. You know, Bob Knight, to me, the fact that he survived for years is really outrageous. I think it's unbelievable. They found some video. He choked a kid. The fanboys for Knight defended him. It was really bad. That stuff, get out of the building. I got no interest. You are representing a university. I'm a parent. I give you my son or my daughter. Keep your hands off them. Don't throw stuff at them. Don't abuse them. But when coaches do dumb stuff, I think they look foolish and it's embarrassing and they should be suspended. But I don't think it rises to being fired. I don't. That's just how I view it on Juwan Howard. I wouldn't fire him. I'd have a sit down and say, get over yourself. And I would have a sit down with Greg Gard. I didn't like Greg Gard coming up and grabbing Juwan Howard. Just stay out of that space. Now, if I'm Juwan Howard and you grab me, I say, get your hands off me. I'm not going to eventually throw a punch at somebody. I coach Michigan basketball. It's like a huge brand. It's a very legitimate job. But let's not say that Greg Gard is beyond criticism. Keep your hands off people. And, you know, right here, just grabbing, getting in front of him. Don't do that. Don't do that. Stay out of that, Greg. That's not your space to do that. You start doing that in life to bigger guys, and Juwan Howard's a lot bigger, you know, somebody's not going to be able to control themselves. So let's not pretend Greg Gard. I don't want you touching that. If you want to yell at Juwan, you can yell at him without touching him. So, and I'm not here to level blame, but what I didn't like is the players then start watching the adults, and they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's where it really deeply bothers me. I think it's under-discussed. It's just, there's just no place for it. But the adults are the responsible one here, not a 19-year-old college basketball player. They're kids. Folks, brains aren't fully formed until you're 24 years old. I'm not going to hold a 19-year-old to the same standard I'm going to hold Greg Gard or Juwan Howard. These are grown-ups. These are seven-figure contracts. You're representing wonderful Big Ten universities. Get over yourself and your ego. I don't care. Well, he pressed and he called a timeout. It's all legal. It's sports. You know, you got to get over that. I've watched NFL games like you for 30, 40 years. Coaches will call timeouts. Some coaches do. Some coaches doesn't. It was interesting. During the Super Bowl, if I recall, Zach Taylor did not call a timeout at the end. He had them, but he was going to let the Rams win the Super Bowl. He wasn't going to play the game. That's what I would do. But there are a lot of coaches that would call that timeout. Believe me, they're out there. All right. Tyler Dunn's a great reporter on the Packers. He's going to be around the corner as well. And Clutch Sports is not happy with Rob Pelinka. Thanks so much for joining us on a President's Day holiday Monday.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Sunday on Fox, NASCAR heads to Fontana as the world's best drivers battle it out in the Auto Club 400. It all starts at 3 Eastern, only on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
Great to have you in. So this next guy, he won our first ever recipient of the Herd Big J Journalism Award. And we don't hand those out regularly. It's such a prestigious award. We've given out one. And it was to Tyler Dunn. He'd covered the Bills and the Packers for years. Now he has GoLongTD.com. GoLongTD.com. Founder and writer. Covers the Packers. Also has Bob McGinn on his staff, who's a legendary writer for the Packers. And Bob came out with a column about something that is something I've been on for years. And I know this is confirmation bias, but I think it's obvious. And I think we saw it against San Francisco is Aaron gets very safe. If he has a 2-interception game, he shuts it down. And I just don't think you can do that. Brady's had pick sixes in Super Bowls. That's just, you just got to keep slinging it. And so Tyler, your takeaway on Bob McGinn's opinion, assertion, that it looks like Aaron is a little hyper aware of his passer rating.
I'll open with this, Colin, and obviously he writes for my website, They Go Long. So a little bias here, and also an unbelievably amazing human being, Bob McGinn. But nobody has watched Aaron Rodgers more closely than Bob from day one. Training camp practices, exhibition games, regular season games, playoff games. He has seen this quarterback every snap his entire career, and I think he absolutely nailed it. When you get into the playoffs, the windows get tighter, right? I mean, the coverages get more complex. You're playing a San Francisco team where they've got some vulnerabilities in the secondary, but you've got to be willing to gun it in there. You mentioned, you know, Matt Stafford, the throw that he made in the Super Bowl, no looking it through a tight window. He said himself, at that point, we just had to go to our best player. We just had to make a throw in a big situation, regardless of what they're doing. You go through history, Peyton Manning's throw against Baltimore to Dallas Clark on their Super Bowl run. Just an insane throw. Tom Brady, every single postseason run, the 28-3 game, the throw to Chris Hogan. I mean, these are the throws you don't see out of Aaron Rodgers. And I think the passer rating, especially with the way the rules are set up, it's so outdated. It's so prehistoric. You really can't gauge and judge these quarterbacks off of that. And hey, turning the ball over does matter. We're not sitting here saying, oh, you got to go out there and throw four picks. But take a chance. I mean, that was as apathetic of a performance in a playoff game that you'll ever see out of a future Hall of Famer. I mean, you're playing Jimmy Garoppolo at home, 5.5-point favorites, and you don't even take those chances down the field. You miss Alan Lazard wide open on and what may be your final throw as a Packer. It was a lot of the same problems you've seen for a decade now out of Aaron Rodgers.
It's interesting. They have until March 8th. To franchise Davante Adams, which they're going to keep him, obviously. That's the only way to retain Aaron Rodgers. He's not sticking around without Davante, I would think. So, and I've heard reports now, Tyler, that if they do franchise tag him, that's not what Davante wants. He wants a longer deal. It's still great money. So kind of give me your sense, temperature in the room, on Davante, his feeling on the Packers, the franchise tag, because they're way, way over the cap. There's a lot of massaging to do here for the front office.
You nailed it. They've got some cap issues to sort out here. But when it comes to the football, Davante Adams wants to play with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wants to play with Davante Adams. And Davante Adams is not going to want to play at that tag of whatever it's going to be, 20 mil, 21 mil. I think DeAndre Hopkins is at about 27.25. He's going to want to go north of that. He's going to want to be paid more than any wide receiver in NFL history. But the Packers have the leverage here. They can franchise tag him. They can work toward negotiating a deal. Davante Adams can sit out of offseason workouts. What have you. I think that Green Bay is going to want Davante Adams in the fold, just as Green Bay wants Aaron Rodgers in the fold. They're going to be willing to pay him whatever he wants. I mean, they're hiring Tom Clements. They're bringing him out of retirement at whatever he is, 68 years old. This is somebody that a decade ago, when I was at the Milwaukee Sentinel College, I mean, me and Aaron Rodgers, we'd sit down for an hour every spring. I'll never forget. He went out of his way to say how much Tom Clements meant to him in terms of his consistency. He called him the biggest factor. He said he looked up to him as a father figure and that you don't want to let your father down out there. Obviously a lot's changed the last 10 years down that line, down that metaphor. But I think that he still really credits Tom Clements for his development, for getting to where he got to. And Green Bay is willing to say, hey, we'll do whatever you want. Money, Tom Clements, weapons, sit down here at the personnel table. We'll bring in Randall Cobb, one of your best friends, even though that might mean we don't bring in a core special teamer that could prevent disaster. For better or worse, Green Bay is going all in on Aaron Rodgers, and it's in his court. It's in the quarterback's court. Whatever they did behind the scenes, Aaron Rodgers has that ability to get out if he still wants out. So we'll see what happens. I'll tell you what, I know he loves Nathaniel Hackett. I had a player tell me last spring that, you know, he may so like Matt LaFleur, tolerate Matt LaFleur, but he loves Nathaniel Hackett, that it's a quote, I don't want to mess this up, gooey gaga kind of love in meetings is what one player told me. So it's kind of a battle between his offensive coordinator of old, offensive coordinator today. I guess the bachelor comes to the NFL, and maybe he'll make a decision sooner this time around.
Yeah, so let's Jordan Love, you know, there's a reason you move up in the first round for a Trey Lance or a Jordan Love, and that is to play him by year two. So you can get 3 years, tarmac, not paying him, surround him with great players. That's how Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl. It's how Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl. That's the game everybody plays. Well, the Niners, I still think, will do that. The Packers have now gone past year two without playing Jordan Love. So and they want Aaron back. So that tells me they're not in love with Jordan Love. And they also think Aaron's great. If I said to you today, when will Aaron make his decision public? Are we looking at a week? Because I predicted to you, Alex, I think the other day, I think it's going to be this later.
You said 10 days.
10 days.
Last week.
So what is your guess, Tyler, when we find out?
I would assume within 10 days, within a week, right? He came out and said he's going to make a decision much more quickly this time around. I don't think that he drags the Packers out in the public square and makes them get embarrassed all offseason long. I think that he's going to figure out what he wants to do relatively quickly. But you're absolutely right on Jordan Love. If you saw the necessary development out of Jordan Love, if you really liked where he was, is he call? Because what a luxury it is to have that quarterback on a cheap deal, especially with all of their cap issues.
Yes.
Especially with a defense, Kenny Clark. You know, you've got Rashawn Gary, Jaire Alexander. You've got some studs on defense. You can win with that defense, and you can surround Jordan Love with talent. I still think you should go that route. I mean, you can get unlimited picks, unlimited prospects, whatever you want. I mean, what an opportunity still for Green Bay to move on and signal the Jordan Love era. And, hey, bring in a veteran quarterback, too, to compete with him. But their actions are speaking pretty loudly here with the Tom Clements hiring. It seems like they want to do everything in their power to bring Aaron Rodgers back.
Enterprising football journalism. Go to golongtd.com. Golongtd.com. Our friend Tyler Dunn. As always, my friend, great seeing you.
Great seeing you, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. He and Bob McGinn do great work. No, he pointed out something that is really interesting. With Green Bay's cap issues, and they are severe, we saw the Saints go through this a couple years ago. You kind of go all in for a couple years. I think you should do that. If you have an Aaron Rodgers, a Drew Brees, a Tom Brady, you go all in for a couple years. The way to solve all their cap issues is Jordan Love. And the fact that despite major cap issues that they're not even considering Jordan Love, that's not really an option publicly. And remember, what gets out is when people want things out. If the Packers really like Jordan Love, we said this, you'd start hearing rumblings of how good he looks at practice. You started hearing that very quickly with Patrick Mahomes. You started hearing that very quickly. He was not playing, and you were getting video leaking. Even Trey Lance last week, a piece of video came out with Trey Lance, him making a sick throw. Like, you'd see video. We're 2 years in with Jordan. They have major cap issues, and they're not considering it. Like, that tells you the pick was a bust. Like, at some point, even when Aaron Rodgers was behind Favre, you heard stories about, like, this guy's really, really good. You hear stuff. Stuff gets out. Nobody can keep a secret. Our government can't keep a secret. Politicians can't keep it. Vaccine stuff. Nobody keeps a secret. And so when nothing's coming out on Jordan Love, it's telling you it's probably a bust pick. Alex with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Another thing I thought was really interesting that Tyler said was how Aaron Rodgers thinks of Tom Clements as a father figure. I didn't know it was that.
Well, he was always considered the buffer between Mike McCarthy and Aaron,
yeah,
which generationally you'd understand if they're not like tight. And sometimes, by the way, Belichick and Brady had their issues. Josh McDaniel was the buffer. That's not a criticism of Aaron. This happens a lot,
yeah,
where you've got the older coach, the younger quarterback, and you've got sort of a father figure. I think Peyton Manning, Peyton did have a coach he was very close to in Indianapolis. Dungy let him have the offense. So that's not a criticism. That happens a lot. But that guy was in retirement, and they're bringing him back for Aaron, which is obviously an olive branch to appease Aaron.
Yeah, that's a bigger deal than I think I thought it was.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the All-Star Game, because during halftime of the All-Star Game, the NBA recognized the best players of the last 75 years, and LeBron made sure to greet Michael Jordan during the celebration and pay his respects. Take a listen.
I did not want to lose the opportunity to shake the man's hand that inspired me throughout my childhood. Haven't had much dialogue with him in my 20 years or 19 years in this business, but part of me wouldn't be here without MJ's inspiration. I always wanted to be like him growing up. It's crazy that the game-winning shot tonight was a fadeaway, and it was inspired by MJ. The way he wore his shoes, the way he wore his uniform. I mean, all the way down to, like, some of the cars that he drove. You know, it meant something to me.
I like that.
It's so special. We spend so much time in sports media debating who's the GOAT, MJ or LeBron. And it's not often that we get to see them together. We get to hear them talk about each other. You were talking about it earlier. MJ was the kind of guy, he didn't get along with other players. He was very competitive that way.
Kobe and LeBron were never tight. Listen, when you get to the top of an industry, the power brokers, I don't expect them to be best friends. Magic and Michael were closer, but I also think Magic is such a unique personality. Magic's like, when you're around Magic in a room with Magic,
he lights up.
Just everybody gets along with Magic.
Yep.
That Magic's just different. But you could understand where, listen, Peyton Manning and Brady, they're buddies now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, don't kid yourself. They were that makes me happy because the three best basketball players I've seen in my life are Magic, LeBron, and Michael. Put them in the order you want. They're all unbelievable. And I do like, I know Magic would get along with anybody. Michael doesn't get along with everybody.
Exactly.
LeBron tends to be more of a pleaser. He tries to get along with everybody. So that means something to me. And I do think it's big of LeBron. It's big of him to say, listen, man, from the cars I bought to the shoes I wore, that dude influenced me. Like, a lot of people wouldn't say that. A lot of people are, that would be just too much for them to acknowledge. I like that LeBron acknowledges that.
That was so special to hear from LeBron James what Michael Jordan meant to him, not only in his basketball career, but everything surrounding it. That was very special. Moving to the Suns, their point guard Chris Paul has suffered a fracture of his right thumb and will be sidelined for approximately 2 months. The team said they will reevaluate the injury again in 6 to 8 weeks. Devin Booker said it will give Paul time to rest his legs before they make a run in the postseason. Now, the Suns are currently 48-10 and first in the Western Conference. So the good news is they're in a great position right now to rest him. And we did see Chris Paul play a couple minutes in last night's All-Star game.
Listen, Phoenix this morning is the best team in the league. Yep. They have a 6.5 lead, game lead over the Warriors. My takeaway is, yes, Chris Paul has dealt with injuries and he's older. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great time to let the young players play together. But it doesn't make me think anything less of the Suns. I do not think this is a warning sign. Chris is an older player. Even when he signed the new deal, the concern is, hey, what do I get out of him? Their chemistry in Phoenix is so good, and they are so smartly constructed and so affectionately coached. Like, Monty Williams loves the team. The team loves Monty. This will not even be a slight, in my opinion, it's a eight. I'm going to get a rested Chris Paul who's going to have that energy, and he'll be fine.
He's going to be great. Now you get another coach on the sidelines.
By the way, they got to the finals last year, and Chris Paul was, if you recall, he was dealing with some injuries last year in the playoffs, and they still got to the finals.
They're going
to
be just fine.
Yeah.
Moving to the NFL, the Jaguars finished with the league's worst record for the second straight year. New head coach Doug Peterson said he thinks that the roster has some talent to offer, but they need to show up on a weekly basis. Take a listen.
I see talent, honestly. I see, you know, is it perfect? No. You see flashes. You see, you know, the offense taking strides throughout the course of the year. You see the defense making those strides. And now it's about just, we got to be consistent every week. There's got to be consistency and there's got to be ownership with that. But, you know, are we going to go out and add talent? Yeah, we're going to add talent. We're going to add competition. We're going to bring value to the roster. Every team does that, and we're no exception, you know, to that. So, but I see talent here.
I'm actually really genuinely excited because I saw Trevor Lawrence during Super Bowl week in LA.
Yeah.
And I'll just say he's an easy kid to root for.
Yeah.
He really, he's got a new wife. He's very happy. He loves the Jags. I got to talk to him for a couple minutes. The league will be better if he flourishes. When you get a talent like a Mahomes or an Andrew Luck, if you love football beyond your own team, you just want to see Josh Allen stay healthy. For the next 12 years, I get to watch Josh Allen.
Yep.
I feel like the winner there. Like, this kid just needs I think Doug Peterson will eliminate the chaos. I think he's known as a nice guy, a player's coach. He played in the league. I just think last year was a bad fit with Urban, and it's over, and let's just give this kid a reboot. And I do think you will very quickly see them be really viable. I think by next year, another draft, I think they'll be very competitive next year by October.
And they have the number one pick in the draft. And remember, Doug Peterson's been here before. He won a Super Bowl with a second-year quarterback. Carson Wentz did get injured in Week 14, but then he ended up winning with a backup quarterback. And you have the golden boy, Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Things are looking up.
Alex for the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
This is it, the putt to win the championship. You're just about to, whoops, on the back swing. The cap goes over your eyes and you can't see. Is that the way you want to run your business? Of course not. Poor visibility. Relying on spreadsheets. Outdated software. To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite's the number one cloud financial system, powers the growth, visibility, and control over your inventory and financials, planning, budgeting, and more. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 28,000 businesses already use them. For the new year, NetSuite's got new financing for those ready
and not afraid to upgrade. NetSuite.com/herd. The number one cloud financial system. Powers your growth. Control visibility with NetSuite.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Good to have you in on a Monday. Antoine Walker next hour. He's always great. Love having him on. So there's a couple of stories here. Clutch Sports, which represents LeBron, they're not happy with the Lakers' Rob Pelinka. This came out. Clutch Sports. Those are LeBron's guys. Rich Paul. So how did the report get out? Clutch Sports wants it out, right? All right, which is okay. That's the way the game is played. When powerful people don't get their way, they put it out there to put pressure on the other people. Another story this weekend, LeBron James, quote, the door's not closed on returning to Cleveland. So this all stems from Jeannie Buss, one of the Buss kids, saying last week, we're not making a move at the trade deadline. Clutch Sports wanted them to make the move to get Westbrook out of town, John Wall in town. But John Wall's not as good, as in my opinion, as Russell Westbrook. You can argue either way. I would take Westbrook over John Wall. So I had no problem with that move at all. This all kind of stems, you know, from LeBron not getting his way. This happens as you're an older player. You know, Brady just retires from Tampa. Now reports he may go to San Francisco. We're all like this. You get something for years and years. You have a certain standard. You got some leverage. You're going to use it. LeBron came out talking about an NBA general manager. He's never talked about any GM like this. People don't think it's coincidental in the last few days that LeBron came out and started bragging about a rival general manager.
The MVP over there is Sam Presti. He the MVP. I mean, Josh Giddey is great. Sam Presti, I don't understand this guy's eye for talent. He drafted KD, Russ, Jeff Green, Serge Ibaka, Reggie Jackson, Josh Giddey, and the list goes on and on and on. This guy's pretty damn good.
Didn't mention James Harden, by the way. I don't think that was a coincidence. But the point being, many people believe, hey, LeBron, he's kind of taking shots, talking about how great the front office is. It's drama. It's fun. Nobody gets hurt. This is the game. We all know it's played, right? Listen, I said this last week. The West no longer runs through LeBron, though he's great. The NBA doesn't run through LeBron, although he's great. I'm not denying that. I don't think Cleveland would take him back, even if he wanted to go back. As LeBron said, door's not closed to Cleveland. I don't think they'd ever open it. They got too many good young players in Cleveland. But I will say this. You can't look. I would have moved off Anthony Davis end of last year. Because I think what's happened this year is very predictable. He would get hurt. He's a slasher and a crasher. It's the way he plays. And like some players like Giannis never gets hurt. And when he does, he's out quickly. Remember last year, he hyperextended his leg at some point, back quickly. Embiid gets hurt. Cross your fingers. He doesn't. We all know the Greg Oden story, got hurt. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did not get hurt much. And he just lasted for 20 years. Sometimes it's just, you know, you all get the genetics. We all get what we get. And some guys get hurt more and some guys get hurt less. But it is hard to be a 7'2" basketball player. The travel, the wear on your body, it's a very physical league. So I would move Anthony Davis. And not because I think he's been a failure. I was saying this last hour. The Miami Heat, the Heatles, 4 years, two titles. It's hard to win titles. They were the best team easily. They got two. Beat Dallas first year, San Antonio last year they got beat. KD and the Warriors ended way quicker than we thought. They got two titles together. Now, Steph got one before they got there, but they only got two. And we talked about that was a dynasty. A lot of people feel, I don't, that's the best basketball team of all time. I think it's Jordan's Bulls or the Showtime Lakers with Kareem and Magic and Worthy. But I think it's certainly in the conversation of the six or seven great teams of all time, four or five maybe. And they got two titles. LeBron, older, and AD, brittle, got a title. It's not a failure. But you got to pivot off stuff. The Westbrook thing doesn't work. But there was no trade deadline move that I think worked. So I'll keep him for a year, figure it out at year's end. I may have to keep him for a while. But what the Lakers are saying is, LeBron, you wanted Westbrook. In year seven, I listened to LeBron. In year 11, 12, I would. It's, what do we got, year 19? He's still a great player. This is not a shot at LeBron. But I would not listen to Tom Brady today and move all the deck chairs if I was the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron. I would have 6 years ago. I'm not doing it now. And Rick Bucher earlier talking about the public stuff. LeBron's not happy. Clutch Sports is not happy. Rob Pelinka in the crosshairs of that. Here's Rick Bucher.
Everybody knows that if you're going to work with LeBron and you're going to work with his people, if things go sideways, it's going to fall on you, even if you are doing what they are asking you to do. So this comes as no surprise, and I would say it ties in with the idea of who's going to go after LeBron when he's looking to move on and play with Bronny 2.5 years from now. Is the price that you're going to have to pay to deal with Clutch, and let's make no mistake, LeBron is a high-maintenance player. He's always been worth it, But there's no question. There's a high price tag that comes with that.
Yeah, I mean, when you bring LeBron or a Brady in, LeBron more so than Brady, but it changes the dynamic. It changes the urgency. And it's always been understood with LeBron. You give up draft picks. You give up Andrew Wiggins. You get Kevin Love. But I'll tell you right now, if I'm Cleveland, I love the foundation I have right now. They're young players, Darius Garland, Sexton. They made a deal with the Pacers. They brought in Jared Allen. It's a great roster. They're not ready to win a championship, but they're just too young at certain spots right now. They're really good. And they're going to be really good in the East for 4 or 5 or 6 years. So, you know, everything changes. I think as when you bring in these stars late in their career, I said this about Tom Brady. I would not bring Tom Brady into San Francisco for a year. I would, you moved up to get Trey Lance. Either he can play or he can't. You're not paying him anything. You got to play him. And you're saying to yourself, if you brought Brady in, you'd win a championship. There's no guarantee of that. I mean, Tom's got limitations at this point in his career. Kyle Shanahan's offense is complex. It usually takes a second year for it to click. The division is really good. Pete Carroll, McVay, Kyler Murray, Cliff. It's a real division. This is not the NFC South where you got a rebuilding New Orleans, rebuilding Atlanta, rebuilding Carolina. You're 6-0 or 5-1 in division. So I wouldn't. I would stay with Trey Lance. The Niners aren't desperate. They've won Super Bowls, multiple coaches. They were great with John Brody. They were great with Montana. They were great with Steve Young. Kaepernick got him to a Super Bowl. I wouldn't move. And I love Brady. But I want to see if Trey Lance can play. I want to see if these Cleveland guys can play. I'm not moving my Cleveland guys right now. Darius Garland, these guys. I'm not moving them for LeBron. I got my title with LeBron. I'm good. Hour number three coming up on a Monday, President's Day. Thanks for joining us. In LA, it's The Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.